Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, there's a grape out there that, for, well, a very specific reason, lost a lot of respect. And I think it's a shame because every time I taste it, it just tastes good. And we got to start talking about Merlot again.
I'm totally agreeing with you. I'm not sure if the decline of Merlot is directly synced to the 2004 movie Sideways, which certainly didn't do Merlot any good, or another occurrence. But in many ways, Merlot as a standalone varietal has certainly become a bit more challenging to find. And in the coming weeks, I'm going to try to spend a little bit of time visiting other sort of Merlots from a number of regions. So I'll report back on my findings in future episodes to come. Often included in Bordeaux-style blends, principally due to its ability to soften the tannins typically associated with Cabernet Sauvignon.
And to ripen earlier.
Yes, that's true. The Merlot grape can certainly stand on its own as well. The primary flavors are typically cherry, dark chocolate, plum, and the great bulk of it is grown in France, about 4-1 over any other region in the world. But it's also produced in Italy, the USA, Spain, Chile, and I didn't know this until I did some research, China.
Oh, my.
Did not know that. So I started with a wine called Broadside Merlot from the 2020 vintage, and this is from the Paso Robles region in California. This 13.5% wine sells for $17.99 and shows classic deep garnet color with a nose of black cherry, boysenberry, and spice, and other nuances of cocoa and tobacco. It's pretty good complexity.
That's complex, yeah.
It's rounded and supple on the palate, and this is a very good candidate for an everyday red. Complex enough to hold interest, reasonably priced enough to afford frequently. So I thought that was...
That sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, it was a very good deal at $17.99. Moving up, a region that has produced a great many high-quality Merlots over the last few decades is the Columbia Valley area.
Absolutely.
In Washington State. I think they do really good Merlots up there. And here are two that sort of buttress that point. The 2019 vintage Blackboard Merlot is fermented in stainless and then aged in French oak. It's a classic Columbia Valley Merlot with good forward fruit aromas of plum and dark chocolate, notes of dried fruits, which I found very attractive, over lush, medium-bodied fruit with soft tannins and a long finish. It's versatile. I could easily see this with not only beef, but herbed roast turkey or even grilled salmon.
Oh, my.
It's a good buy at $24.99. So
that does sound like a good buy.
And the last one that I tried was from a producer called Bernard Griffin, and it was their 2021 Merlot, also from the Columbia Valley, and sells for $20.99. Now, this one was a blend. It was 80% Merlot with equal dollops of Syrah and Cabernet and then a little tiny bit of Petit Verdot. And I think this may have added to the fact that this came across with more complexity.
Yeah.
It's definitely the most complex of the three. Fragrant and aromatic, aromas of plum, berries, with only notes, but a hint of cassis over generous, almost juicy palate of red fruit and spice. The wine is forward and young, but I would love to see this in about four more years.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. It sounds delicious.
It really was. So even though it's not the most expensive or the least expensive, it's my wine of the week, the Bernard Griffin 2021 at $20.99. It's a tough value to beat.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.